in Georgia, man.
I'm in volleyball hell.
I think that's a redundancy, Lou.
Very well. I tell you what, I'm feeling very redundant. My God.
So you traveled with your daughter, Doodle Dickman, to the tournament?
Yes, 707 glorious miles of highway and byways of this great country. And I will tell you,
yes,
it went smooth.
Oh, pretty good. Did you and
until the last 7 miles?
What happened in the last 7, Lou?
When we really needed the directions?
Yes.
We couldn't find them.
Oh no.
And we had to get to my cousin's house.
Okay.
So he had to talk us in on the last 7 miles.
All right.
We were just cracking up.
Now, did you?
Down here, beautiful Atlanta, Georgia.
And did you and Doodle bond during the trip?
Did we bond?
Yes.
We bonded, we separated, we bonded. You know, hey, it's 15 against 54. What do you expect?
Happy Easter, Lou. And congratulations on spending it in the Georgia Dome. That's really great.
Oh, yes. Very good. Very good place here, Atlanta. I didn't know that there was a Coca-Cola museum.
There is, Lou. And did you go there?
I did, but the line was longer than the aquarium's line, so we walked right by it.
Okay.
Yes, we had a couple hours to kill, and every line was about 3.
Oh, boy.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
It is that weekend, Lou.
Yes, it is that weekend, and there's a lot going on down here in Georgia. They had a Hawks game last night.
Ah.
They had 54,000 kids playing volleyball.
Oh, God. You're right, Lou. Well, for your picks, let's get the last 2 Final Four candidates here. Lou, Louisville and Duke, who you pick?
You know, I hate Duke. Louisville.
Louisville and Michigan, Florida.
I hate Michigan.
Well, we'll go over the Final Four next week, so we'll make it easy. And then we're going to also do our baseball show next week, right?
Are we?
Yes, I want to.
Are we discussing this live? Then I guess we will.
Well, you'd mention it. I think my week's going to be a little better if we can get those folks gathered. Let's do it.
Okay.
A baseball preview 1 week after, of course, today is opening day.
And hopefully featuring our Cubs representative, Mr. Kurt Marcucci.
Yes.
And our White Sox representative, Miss Heather Leibowitz Walsh.
Okay. So you have that to look forward to, fans of the Lou Dickman weekend show.
April 14th. Lou Dickman will be doing a guest bartending appearance at the Sovereign.
There you go.
That Sunday, yes.
That will be 2 weeks from today, right?
What's today?
Today is the 31st of March, Lou.
The Ides plus the fuel.
Yes.
So I had an outstanding sandwich.
Well, wait. Let me at least introduce the segment.
I'm getting you off. Go ahead.
No Force Review is on the air. There's the theme.
We got the music?
Yes, go.
The Italian sausage sandwich at Little Joe's Cafe.
All right.
Taylor Street, just west of Morgan.
Got it.
Across the street from Tuscany.
All right.
I walked in there, just unassuming, never saw the place.
Okay.
And it's Little Joe's Cafe, home of Chicago Johnny's Kitchen.
Chicago Johnny's Kitchen?
Yes, Chicago okay. Johnny. Chicago Johnny has the kitchen in Little Joe's.
All righty.
And they're all quite the cast of characters.
So this is old school Italian sausage. Guys making sausage.
Well, it's old school Taylor Street, guys.
All right, very good.
Serving up some cold beer.
Very good.
And it's the only non-Italian restaurant on Taylor Street. And it's a shot in a beer joint.
Cool.
And he got a little kitchen in the back, and I had a sausage sandwich with the combination of the homemade hot chardonnay and sweet peppers.
Nice.
Provolone cheese melted over the sausage.
Naturally.
On a garlic French bread.
Good God, y'all.
Which I kind of had to kind of joke at him about. And it was just sloppy, sloppy mess of goodness.
All right.
Yes.
That sounds like a four spiller. What are you saying, Lou?
Oh, God, it was a four spiller. It was right there. You know, I tell you, I'd like to put the Guido right next to the Chicago Johnny's right there. It was just outstanding.
All right.
Two of the top sloppy sandwiches in the city of Chicago.
Well, there you go. So let's play the theme music out. Another No Forks review successfully completed.
Successfully completed.
Well, let's get to that question of the week, Lou.
Yes.
How many marshmallow peeps can you stuff in your mouth? You know, the yellow, sugary, marshmallowy peeps, yes.
17.
Will you ever prove it? Doubtful. Give us your catchphrase out, Lou. Happy Easter, you son of a gun. Have fun in Atlanta.
Hey, guys. Greetings from Atlanta, Georgia. Have an outstanding week.
Go Bears!
This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Blue Bonnet Service. When you have blue bonnets, see Lou uptown, downtown, all around Chicago. Tell them Lou Blue.